Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for LSI Industries. If you're not familiar with LSI Industries, let me give you the quick rundown. This company, ticker LETS, is a key player in the industrial and commercial lighting and display solution space, operating within the broader industrials sector. They design and manufacture lighting, graphics, and technology solutions for a variety of markets, from retail to automotive to quick service restaurants. Based in the U.S., they've got a solid footprint with a decent-sized workforce and a focus on innovative, energy-efficient products. Today, we're diving deep into what makes LSI Industries tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all while keeping an eye on what this means for you as a long-term investor. Let's get started. Before we jump into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT, let's touch on some recent context for LSI Industries. Looking at their performance over the past year, the stock has shown some interesting trends, decent gains in the short term with a bit of volatility over the longer haul, which isn't uncommon in the industrial space. Their sector and industry have had mixed results lately, with some periods of underperformance compared to broader market indices, but there are pockets of growth that suggest potential. On the news front, there's been buzz around their push into innovative display and lighting tech, which could be a game changer, alongside some operational updates that hint at both challenges and strategic moves. Now, let's unpack this further with a full SWOT analysis to see where LSI Industries stands for your portfolio. Strengths: solid product niche and innovation focus. LSI Industries has carved out a strong position in commercial lighting and display solutions. Their emphasis on energy-efficient and tech-driven products aligns well with market demands, especially in retail and automotive sectors. This gives them a competitive edge, particularly as businesses prioritize sustainability. Stable financial metrics. Looking at their income statements, LSI shows consistent revenue streams with gross profit margins that hold up well for their industry. Their net income has been steady, and earnings per share reflect a company that's managing to keep profitability on track, which is a green flag for long-term stability. Healthy liquidity. The balance sheet tells a good story here. With a solid current ratio and quick ratio, LSI Industries has the liquidity to handle short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. This kind of financial flexibility is crucial for weathering any unexpected downturns. Positive free cash flow. Their cash flow statements reveal a consistent ability to generate free cash flow, which is a big plus. It means they've got room to reinvest in growth, pay down debt, or even reward shareholders with dividends. And speaking of which, their dividend yield, while modest, adds a nice layer of appeal for income-focused investors. Weaknesses. Debt levels raise eyebrows. Let's not sugarcoat this. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't exactly inspiring confidence. It's on the higher side, which could become a burden if interest rates climb or if cash flow takes a hit. For a long-term investor, this is something to monitor closely because it limits their agility in tougher economic conditions. Margin pressures. While gross profit margins are decent, their net profit margin is thinner than I'd like to see. This suggests they're facing cost pressures, maybe from raw materials or operational inefficiencies that could eat into profitability if not addressed. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a crack in the armor. Stock volatility. Performance data shows that LSI Industries has experienced some choppy waters over the past few years. While short-term gains are there, the longer-term performance lags behind some industry peers. This kind of inconsistency might make conservative investors hesitant. Limited geographic diversification. Based on revenue segments by region, it's clear that LSI is heavily reliant on the U.S. market. That lack of global spread exposes them to domestic economic swings, which isn't ideal when you're thinking about long-term resilience. Opportunities. Growing demand for sustainable solutions. The push for energy-efficient lighting and eco-friendly displays is only getting stronger. LSI Industries is well positioned to capitalize on this trend, especially if they keep innovating. Their product segments show revenue growth in key categories, and doubling down on tech could open new markets. Expansion potential. There's room to grow geographically. If they can crack into emerging markets or expand further in Europe and Asia, as hinted at in some revenue geo segments, they could diversify their income streams and reduce reliance on the U.S. economy. That's a big if, but the potential is there. Industry tailwinds. While the industrial sector has had its ups and downs, there are signs of recovery and growth in specific niches, like commercial infrastructure. LSI could ride this wave if they play their cards right, especially with CapEx trends showing they're investing in property and equipment to boost capacity. Attractive valuation. Let's talk numbers for a second. Their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages, suggesting the stock might be undervalued right now. For long-term investors, this could be a sweet entry point if other fundamentals align. Even their price-to-sales ratio supports the idea that there's value to be had here. Threats, economic sensitivity. The industrial sector, and by extension LSI Industries, is tied to economic cycles. If we hit a recession or see a slowdown in commercial construction, their revenue could take a hit. Their performance metrics already show sensitivity to broader market trends, so this is a real risk. Competitive pressure. This isn't a small pond. LSI is up against some heavy hitters in the lighting and display space. If competitors outpace them on innovation or pricing, LSI could lose market share. Industry performance data shows they're not always leading the pack, which is concerning. Rising costs and supply chain issues. While not directly mentioned in earnings call summaries, their thinner net margins hint at cost pressures. If raw material costs keep climbing or supply chain disruptions persist, it could squeeze profitability further. Long-term investors need to watch this space. Interest rate risk. With a notable debt load, any hike in interest rates could increase their borrowing costs significantly. This ties back to that debt-to-equity concern and could limit their ability to fund growth initiatives if the macro environment shifts. All right, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. LSI Industries is a mixed bag right now. On one hand, they've got a solid niche, decent financials, and a clear path to capitalize on trends like sustainability. Their free cash flow and liquidity give me confidence they can navigate short-term challenges, and that forward PE suggests there might be some value here for patient investors. On the flip side, the debt levels and lack of geographic diversification are red flags that can't be ignored. Plus, their performance hasn't always kept pace with the industry, which makes me question their ability to outperform in the medium term. For you as a long-term investor, this stock isn't a slam dunk, but it's not a complete pass either. It's the kind of play where you'd want to keep a close eye on how they manage debt and whether they can expand their footprint or innovate faster than the competition. As we wrap up, let's look at the big picture for LSI Industries from a long-term investment perspective. This company has potential to be a steady performer if they can address their weaknesses, particularly around debt and margins, while seizing opportunities in growing markets. It's not the most exciting stock in the industrial space, but for those of you building a diversified portfolio with an eye on value, it might deserve a spot on your watch list. Keep digging into their quarterly results and strategic updates. Those will be key to seeing if they can turn opportunities into real growth. And as always, stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus our bullet point SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Drop your thoughts on LSI Industries in the comments, and let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next one.